and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Friday show. And, it's not like I know Jessica Dutra well, but I called it yesterday. I was like, she's not going to be here today. Like, there's no way. There's just no way. It's not happening.
You are, you're what, 2 for 2 right now on your psychic skills?
I don't want to say I'm a psychic, but I'm pretty psychotic.
Wait, what color am I thinking right now? Go.
Yellow.
Oh, wrong. Yeah. Orange. Close, though.
It's close.
Kind of close.
It's in the same family.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll work on it.
Okay.
Does anybody else feel really left out right now? If you don't watch the World Cup,
yes.
Do you not feel like you're missing a piece of like?
I wish I like got it.
I do too.
You know what I mean? Because the energy, especially when I was in New York the other day, near where it's being held in like Jersey,
right?
Like there was stuff everywhere. Everyone was so hyped. There were people from all these different countries, and I was like, this is so
and
cool.
Everyone's so, like, it's like a level 10 excitement right now. Like seriously, I don't want to say gun to your head because that's so dramatic, but like if your life depended on it, could you tell me one thing that's happening in the World Cup? I know something about Brazil is going on. I think
Mexico is doing bad. I heard they like forfeited or something.
Okay.
Or maybe I heard that wrong, but all I can tell
you. I literally have picked up the very least. All I know is like the hype with it. Is it still going on? Right? I think maybe it's still going on right now. It's one of those things where I'm looking at it from the outside point of view and I'm like, God, I wish I understood this so bad right now because it's just something I want to be a part of. The people that are World Cupping right now are having like the time of their lives. But honestly,
I think I was wrong about my one thing.
They're doing really well.
Okay. It seems.
Well, there we go. Don't turn to us.
Don't listen to us.
Don't turn to us.
We don't know.
We are not the sports station. Like we're absolutely. Whatever we say about sports, just assume it's probably
it's
the opposite.
Probably, yeah.
That's happening. So it's not going to be us. But no, I look at it from the outside point of view, and I'm like, I wish I even understood. I couldn't tell you a thing about soccer to start, could you?
No.
Like, how many players are on the field?
You can't touch it with your hands. Unless you're the goalie, question mark?
Other than that, like, is there anybody on the outside, or are all you guys on the inside of it? Because I feel like maybe Charlotte and I are the only two people that aren't on. I think even Jess is watching.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're absolutely the problem.
I think everyone else is listening. Like, how are you guys not in on the World Cup? Because literally everyone in the city is, like, watching it right now. But from the outside, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I want to know, like, what's going on. I almost, like, want to go on ChatGPT and just be like, tell me everything I need to know just so I can at least sound like I know what's going on so I can feel like a cool kid right now, you know?
We need to take, like, a sports crash course together because we're both so bad about it.
I know. We're maybe probably the two worst sports people.
Quintessential theater kids,
so
truly.
Bad, man, I know.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess out. Charlotte in for your top three today.
Number three.
Okay, so obviously Sail 250 is happening this weekend, but if you're already looking ahead for your next Baltimore event, coming to Druid Hill Park July 10th to 12th, there's going to be the Baltimore Caribbean Festival. So it's going to be the 45th anniversary, actually, that this has been going on here in Baltimore. And this free festival is going to feature a Caribbean parade, masquerade bands, live soca and reggae music, traditional food, and local vendors. It's going to kick off July 10th. The big parade will be on the 11th, and live performances continue on the 12th. And the city recently approved funding to help produce the festival, which organizers say will celebrate the cultures and traditions of multiple Caribbean nations.
See, that's what I mean, though. It's like just so much in the summer. It's like we just got done with AFRAM. Now we just jump into Sail 250.
Yeah.
It's like every weekend there's like a thing and like a major thing.
And then fireworks the weekend in between
true.
That.
No, we're about to go to the 4th. I forgot about the 4th. I'll pause home, by the way.
Obviously.
Don't forget coming up, too. So let's not forget about that the weekend after the 4th. So hello.
Number 2.
Meet the Snoopsicle, Snoop Dogg's new frozen treat. So Snoop Dogg has launched a new popsicle called the Snoopsicle, which is now available at select Costco stores. This sherbet popsicle combines raspberry, cherry, and lime flavors and is made with real fruit juice. A box of 24 bars sells for about $15, just in time for the 4th of July cookouts and summer parties. And this treat comes from Dr. Bombay, which is the ice cream company that Snoop founded with his son. So that's kind of cute. It's a all in the family.
has Snoop sold out at this point? Do we feel like? Because at first it was kind of like, okay, Snoop's doing all this and it kind of seemed kind of cool. And then he's like, you know, he's not the World Cup, he's at the Olympics, you know, like, okay, that's kind of, but like now is it, Is he oversaturated?
No, because I think he genuinely cares about food stuff. And it's like, think about like his partnerships with Martha Stewart. Like, I think he actually does love food and drink. And the fact that it's been only food and beverage stuff. Yeah. Like, I actually am really hyped to try his gin and juice as a gin girly.
But see, that made sense. This doesn't, like, what is he doing with a push-up pop or what? It's just like, it doesn't really, this one doesn't really quite make any sense to me.
What?
Number one.
Okay, guys, I'm really excited about this. So, one of my favorite movies of all time, Aquamarine, is being turned into a TV series. Okay, so, it's going to be on Disney Plus, and it's going to be, Emma Roberts from the original film is going to be a guest star. Oh my God. And she's also going to be an executive producer. So we know this is in good hands. Like, she's going to make sure this is right. I'm literally, oh my God, just hearing the music, I'm getting so excited. So the new story is going to follow a teenage girl who discovers her missing mother was a mermaid and begins developing magical powers of her own. The original movie became a cult favorite for a generation of millennials and starred Roberts alongside JoJo and Sarah Paxton.
Like, Charlotte talks about this movie all the time. I've never seen this movie before.
Literally, like my top five best movies of all time.
It's about mermaids?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And it's just like, it's the most pure nostalgia. It is girlhood. It is mermaids. The guy, Charlotte, the crush in it is so cute. The soundtrack is immaculate. I still listen to it. Like, please, if you haven't watched it, go watch Aquamarine this weekend.
Like, Charlotte came in just like beaming ear to ear today about this. And so I was like, clearly you have to have a moment. You have to have your moment today with the sequel. I think we all have that movie that, like, if the sequel comes out, even if it's trash, you don't even care. And like, you're going to...
Is
JoJo going to be in this one too?
I haven't heard about JoJo. We know Emma Roberts is going to be in it, but I'm really hoping Sarah Paxton and JoJo come back. Please, JoJo.
You need this. Charlotte needs this right now for sure.
We're so back, guys.
There you go. There's your top three. I'm predicting Jess is back Monday for all of our sakes. Trust me. Are you watching the World Cup, by the way? I feel like if you're not, you feel like a total outcast. Charlotte and I were talking about that. We're like, I'm not even a sports person, but I just feel like I want to be for this, you know?
I know. Like, my parents tried to put me in soccer, to be fair, as a kid.
Same.
But I would just get, like, distracted and start chasing butterflies.
Yeah, I was in it for the snacks.
That's basically where we're still at, unfortunately.
You know? Yeah, but it's a terrible time to not be a sports person because everyone's having so much fun with this right now.
And the world unity is, like, really
cool. Good.
Like, it's really fun watching the videos of, like, people from Scotland, like, trying ranch.
Everybody's
and, like, I don't know.
This.
It's just, it's a cool thing.
Well, I've got a list this morning of the top things that people are Googling about the World Cup. And I want to, even as not a sports person.
Yeah.
You could be watching the World Cup. Let's see if we can answer these questions. But even as not a sports person, because I wonder, like, who is actually Googling these questions? I think most of these are non-sports people. So let's figure out, could we even, as non-sports people, answer these questions? We're going to go for five questions. Right? Top five questions.
And then we'll know. If we don't know, that's probably the non-sports people asking these questions.
You're real bad if you don't know the answer.
Okay.
The number one thing is soccer called football? Is soccer called football?
Okay, I do know that one. It's called football.
Okay.
In most countries around the world.
And that's absolutely correct. So you're really not, so far we're not doing too bad.
I took Spanish class. I knew that one.
Anywhere else. Okay. Something else. Is the U.S. in the World Cup?
Yeah,
is the U.S. in, well, I don't know. Is it?
I'm pretty sure we are. Actually, yeah, I'm saying yes.
The U.S. is in the World
Let's
Cup.
Go.
They have advanced to the knockout round after winning their group. Listen, I'm reading this off the sheet right now.
So we don't, true, bestie.
Right? Like, that is what at least they're telling me. If we get this information wrong, we're not the sports station, y'all, for a reason. A top thing that people are Googling right now. Is ranch an American thing? We talked about this actually this week on the show, how so many people who are coming to America right now for the World Cup are going back with ranch because they're so enthralled with our delicacy here of ranch dressing. Is ranch an American thing? Charlotte?
I'm pretty sure it like originates here, I would say. But I feel like that's not really a sports question. So I feel like I'm cheating by knowing.
Ranch is an American thing, by the way.
That is, so
you're doing really good on your World Cup trivia here. By the way, we're going through the list of things that people are Googling about the World Cup right now to see. Because we're not sports people. So we're trying to see like how much do we really know World Cup stuff. Why are all the cleats pink?
Wait,
yeah,
they are?
They are pink. Any idea of why?
I mean,
they are electric
that,
fuchsia, by the way, is the actual color. Why are they pink? That's what people want to know.
This is not the right answer, but I know sometimes they'll do like breast cancer days for football.
For breast cancer awareness would make absolute sense, like, right? Show your support for breast cancer awareness.
I don't know if that's why every cleat is pink.
That
it's
is
probably
not,
something more
logical. It should be. No, it's actually because it stands out against the green on the field. So
that
you can
was
like,
my second
see,
guess.
See the difference between the two. One more question here. We're doing what people are Googling about the World Cup to see how far off we are about like what everybody else is. Do male soccer players wear sports bras? Male soccer players, I promise you, these are Google trends that people are Googling about the World Cup. Do male soccer players wear sports bras or not? This is what the people want to know about the World Cup right now.
I don't think so.
That is absolutely correct. But people are curious about this.
Why would anyone think that?
If you are wondering, if you're watching and there's something that looks like there's a man wearing a sports bra, they do wear something that actually looks like they're wearing a sports bra. It's this thing that like tracks their biometrics. Like it's supposed to like track like their heart rate and stuff like that.
I was going to guess to prevent nipple chafing. But...
Or maybe it's their nipple chafing. I don't have specifics, but it just tracks their different metrics.
Okay,
or maybe nipple chafing from Charlotte.
Maybe
there you go.
Both. You never
again,
know.
We're not the sports station people. We just bring you the Google trends.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, right now that we're going for that $1,000 and free Rofo gift cards. Caller number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
This is Kristen.
Oh my gosh, you don't say so. Okay, full transparency. This is the second time I said hi to Kristen. We were not recording the first time. Kristen's a teacher. I already know this. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Kristen's a teacher. Yeah, let's give it up for our teacher, by the way. Yeah, teachers. Kristen, thank you for what you do for these kids. Okay, I already ran through this for Kristen, but I'll run through this for everybody else. Kristen has got 60 seconds to answer 7 trivia questions. Kristen, $1,000 in Royal Farms gift cards if you can do it. If you get one wrong, you mispronounce one, or you take longer than 60 seconds, I got to buzz you out of here because we already ran through this. If you pass, you can pass on the ones you don't know. We'll come back if there's time of the answer. Just make sure you're passing. Pass. All right, Kristen, for real this time. You ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms
starts
now.
Question number one. What does KG stand for?
Kilogram.
Correct. Question number two. Who wrote The Grapes of Wrath? The Grapes of Wrath.
John Steinbeck.
Correct. Question number three. Which Roman numeral represents the number 50? Oh, teacher, come on. Roman numeral 50.
That is L.
Correct. Question number four. Who played the role of Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory?
Oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name?
What's his name? The actor.
I love him.
What's his name? Or you can pass.
Pass for now.
Question number five. What does the Richter scale measure? Richter scale measures what?
Earthquake.
Correct. Question number six. Spell the word independent.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.
Correct. Question number seven. In the UK, what was the name of the first book in the Harry Potter series? That's 60 seconds right there. Dang it.
Jim Parsons.
It's Jim Parsons, number four. Yeah, I know. That's Jim Parsons. And do you know the name of Harry Potter? Do you know the Harry Potter one?
It's the Philosopher's Stone.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Dang it.
Oh, my God.
Man, oh, my God. We were so close, Kristen. We were so close on that one. Painfully, almost painfully close on that one.
That was painfully close, yes.
Well, it's okay. Listen, it's summer break. You're not supposed to be using your brain right now anyway. Don't waste your brain cells on this silly game. It's not a big deal.
I'll win it. Don't worry.
No, you will. You've got all summer to worry about it. You know what I mean? You got all summer right now. So, that's it. You played great today. You played really good. We'll come back on Monday, y'all. Jess is going to be back. We'll be back in normal business, and we're going to go for that $1,000 all over again with 7 new trivia questions, okay?
All right, thank you.
So welcome, and we'll see you back here on Monday to do it all over again. Thank you to our friends over at Rofo, y'all. Without Rofo, we ain't got no game, so stop by Rofo when you need some gas, snacks, chicken, you know the drill. Plus, with the Rofo Rewards app, you get exclusive deals every single day. So get that on your phone right now. Text the word Rofo, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Ashley from Bel Air, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my mom, actually, for charging me $1,000 to use her Ocean City condo after she's never charged me before.
Well, what, I guess what spawned that?
You know, we have our trip planned. Like, we've used it before. Like, people from the family used her condo for free back in January when she told me and my husband that we could use it. I looked it up on text. I was like, nope, she said we could use it. Didn't say anything about paying. We bought tickets for, like, stuff for the kids, made reservations, like, dolphin cruise, parasailing. Like, it's going to be such a fun week.
Yeah.
But literally yesterday, like right before we're supposed to leave, my mom called and she was like, yeah, so it'll be $1,000 for the week. And yeah, we were completely blindsided.
But she's never charged you before.
Never, ever.
That's weird though, right?
Yeah, especially since my brother was there like 3 weeks ago and I checked with him and no, he didn't have to pay or anything.
Wait, what is this then? I don't get it. Why would all of a sudden she just be like, yo, you owe me $1,000?
Well, when I thought about it and I was talking to my husband, like, he reminded me that, like, a few weeks ago, my mom asked me to watch her dog. She was, like, going to take a girls' trip with her friends. And I actually had to say no because my kid had a tournament all weekend. So that was a legitimate reason. Like, she knew it. She'd been invited to come watch the tournament, you know. But she couldn't find anyone else to watch it, and she ended up canceling her trip. I think she's, like, holding that against me or something because she's been weird ever since.
This was never – so when you agreed back in January to, like, use the condo, not a word about payment. Leading up to this trip, not a word about payment. And you guys are supposed to leave when for this trip?
Tomorrow.
And she all of a sudden drops this on you yesterday.
Yeah.
You owe her $1,000 if you're going to go.
Yeah, and we, like, spent all that money on other stuff. And it's also just, like, the principle. Like, we're the only members of the family that are going to pay.
Yeah.
Like, this is so stressful.
Well, let's think through that. So it's like, okay, it's her house. So I guess, like, she could charge you, right? Because it's like, I mean, it's her property. She can do what she wants. I mean, I'm sure she has expenses. I mean, it's not free, all right? It's not like a free property. I mean, it would...
Yeah, but it's like a family condo at this point, and no one else has ever had to pay.
I do think that that's the weird part. I mean, if your brother used it a few weeks ago... and didn't have to, like, pay anything. You've never had to pay anything. I mean, has she had incurred any kind of, like, new expense recently? I'm just trying to think of reasons of why all of a sudden she would. Yeah, okay. And so when you know, she said you owe me $1,000, was there, like, a reason behind this? Or she was just like, hey, this is, like... Because that just seems...
She was just, like, new policy or whatever. I don't know.
New policy. I wonder if it is because this dog. I mean, that is kind of a petty reason, though. Do we think it's fair? I mean, you know, Jess isn't here to talk this out. Is it fair... I mean, you know, would I be pissed? Yes. I mean, but you know me, I'm petty like that. Would I be pissed? Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you want to get out of this call? What can we do? I mean,
I just really want an apology. Like, it would be great if she admitted that that's why and was like, yep, I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to charge my daughter.
Yeah. I mean, so you think you should be able to stay there for free?
Yeah.
Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, this is what we did. We reached out to Linda, and that's her mom, and said, hey, listen, we're a radio show here in town. We do this segment about forgiveness. Would you want to come on and try to figure a discrepancy out with somebody? She doesn't know it's you, so I don't know how she's going to react when she finds out. But we're going to find out if we can figure out this little summer break discrepancy. Ashley, don't let your mom know that we've got you on until we give her a chance to try to, like, figure out who's got her on for Forgive and Forget. Okay, just give me 1 second, all right?
Okay.
All right, cool. Then let me get in Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on today. Like, I know Charlotte explained to you yesterday that this is a segment about forgiveness. And, you know, I know she was saying that you weren't quite sure who wanted to bring you on. Was there anybody that came to mind overnight that would want to bring you on a segment like this?
Maybe my neighbor, because we're always yanking on each other for different reasons. Like, she didn't put her stuff out for the garbage the other day, and I got really mad because I could see it from my living room window. I don't know.
So it's not your neighbor. The person that wanted to bring you on today actually is your daughter, Ashley.
Hey, Mom. I want you to apologize for last minute charging us $1,000 to use your condo. You know you've never done that before, and is this because we just wouldn't want your dog? Seriously.
Oh, Ashley, listen to you. Do you know what it costs me in electric and water when your family is there? This has nothing to do with the dog. After your brother stayed there and I got the bills for the air conditioning and the water bill and then a tax bill came in, I'm like, well, we're going to start charging everyone. And this is not about the dog. I mean, you could have watched it, but obviously you were too busy.
It's just really suspicious that you're starting it now, right before I'm about to go on vacation. It would only be fair if you gave us both advance notice and started it, like, next year. Or if you had told him, like, oh, it cost me this much, so now I need you to pay me. But this is just so out of the blue, I don't believe it.
Why don't you believe it? There's bills. Why don't you rent a hotel room and see what it costs? Okay, my place may be paid for, but what do you think I am, a bank to just, here, do this, stay here, and do whatever you want? I mean, then I got to go and clean it up like that.
You've always let family stay there.
It does
and
seem...
And this feels personal.
Yeah, it feels a little weird that, like, I don't understand why other family gets to stay there, and then all of a sudden there's this situation where, like, a dog, you know, doesn't get watched for, like, 1 weekend. I'm sorry your girl's trip kind of got ruined there because of it, but
me too, it's not my fault though.
Well, this is a new rule. Okay, new rule, you have to pay. Okay, your brother got away with a place this year, he'll be warned that he'll have to pay. You'll have to pay for electricity.
Well, this is just like when we were kids and like you would make up separate things for each of us. No, if he doesn't have to pay, I shouldn't have to pay.
Does it feel weird to kind of drop that on her, like, you know, 24 hours before she leaves though? Because I mean,
yeah, that feels petty.
I mean,
like, we know you can be petty. We just heard you talk about the neighbor.
Yeah, you know, your grandkids are involved in this too, and you know, obviously that's a huge financial strain to say, hey, you know, $1,000 extra.
Yeah, that we weren't planning on. It's just so last minute. That's why it's messed up.
Yeah, and like...
$1,000? Do you realize I raised you? I put you through a good college? I've done everything for those children. $1,000?
Can't we wait until next year? Can't we, like, make it fair?
Well, yeah, like, is this something that's going to be, like, forever kind of thing? Because...
Well, we'll see. She pays me my $1,000. We'll see. If you want to go on a trip, $1,000 would be 2 days in our hotel room.
I know. I said it'll be like 300 something a night. So yeah, we're paying less still, but we were planning on a certain amount that was zero for the stay.
Right. So Linda, do you feel like you owe her an apology? That's kind of why we're here, to like...
For what? Well, she's staying at my place. She owes me an apology for not paying. All right. See what happens.
I'll pay you the $1,000 if I get an apology at this point.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
The phone... I really wish Jess was here right now. would you guys be willing to take phone calls on this? Because honestly, I don't know. Like, Linda, you make a good point. You're like, hey, it's my house and it's cost money.
Yeah,
and like, you know,
yeah.
But also at the same time, like, to drop $1,000 bill on somebody 24 hours before they're supposed to be there is kind of crazy too. You know, are you guys okay taking phone calls on this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm in the right.
Okay, let's do this. So Ashley said, hey, listen, I have booked this summer trip like months ago with my mom, and we've done this for years. The whole family does. We just go use her condo, and like, no one's ever had to pay before. Now, all of a sudden, my mom implements this new rule of like, we have to pay to use it. But like, we never knew this until literally yesterday. My family's already planning on going. We booked all this stuff that we can't really undo. Like, should we be able to use that for free? Melissa and Bel Air, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I mean, do you feel like she actually needs to pay for this condo?
Yeah, she absolutely should pay. She sounds entitled as hell, I gotta be honest.
You think so? Why not? Why?
She's upset because mommy won't give her a free beach vacation anymore. Like,
well,
it's the mom's condo.
Yes, but I mean, to drop that on her literally 24 hours before the vacation, that doesn't seem a little unfair.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she's been given free access before this, you know. Kids think that they're owed whatever their parents have, and I just have a huge problem with that. I think it's really bratty.
But again, yes, if she would have brought that back up in January, I feel like I'd be able to say, sure, like... I understand that condos have expenses. There's water, there's HOA fees, I'm sure, whatever. But like, yo, to drop that on somebody, like I couldn't just be like, oh, sure, here's an extra $1,000 in my budget I wasn't planning on spending so my kids can have a summer vacation, you know?
I don't know. I just don't think that she's owed anything. And I think that the dog argument is completely irrelevant too. I don't know why it would be. I mean, it just doesn't get that vibe. It gives the vibe that, honestly, Ashley has a history of being entitled and that mom is just kind of fed up with it.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for calling. This is Lindsay in Annapolis. What's up, Lindsay? Hey, what's up? Doing well. I mean, what do you feel like? Do you feel like Ashley should be able to use this condo for free at this point?
Absolutely.
Why?
For my experience, my mother-in-law that used her Ocean City condo,
yeah,
we actually offer to pay her each time, and she tells us absolutely not. We have it for you all to use. And honestly, I think it's favoritism if the mom is not going to charge her brother and say, you know, oh, he'll get warned the next time he goes, but she gets $1,000 dropped on her 24 hours prior.
It does feel weird. It does feel weird. There's just something about it that just feels like icky to me. And I don't know. Like, it just, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's the whole dog thing to me where I'm like, is it the dog issue? Like, I don't, there's something about the dog issue to me. It's like, is this like some kind of like repayment for the dog issue? Kim in Westminster, what's up? Good morning. We'll give you the final vote here. Do you feel like Ashley needs to pay for this condo, even though like she wasn't told up front, but then like, all of a sudden, you know, hey, 24 hours before.
No, I don't think she should. And I do think mom is being petty. I think it is a dog issue because I think mom's feeling like, well, you messed up my vacation or my girls' week.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to pay you back for messing up my time. Now she's trying to mess up Ashley's time.
It
kind of
feels like that.
I think next year to say, hey, come next year, we're going to start charging. That's a little bit different. But 24 hours before vacation to say, hey, you owe me $1,000. That's a little messed up. I think she is playing favorites, as the last caller said.
Yeah, like it's just there's just something about it, Linda, that doesn't quite sit right with us, you know. So like most people are saying it's like not the right thing to have to like do here, you know. So like,
you know what? I'm going to let you use it, Ashley, this time. But there's new rules now. You can't just run the air conditioning and run the water. You have the water running all day with the kids coming in and out from going to the beach, okay? Get serious, and next time you owe me $1,000. This is a new rule.
I mean, how does that feel?
And I'm not apologizing.
Well,
I'm not apologizing.
It's not an apology. I was just about to say that. I knew she wouldn't apologize, not even when all the listeners apparently were on my side.
Yeah.
So, F it. Okay. I'll take what I can get, I guess.
Did you hear about the Maryland woman that pulled out the gun at the Taco Bell? This story is crazy. Listen to this.
A woman from Maryland is facing serious charges after police say she pulled a gun on Taco Bell workers over how long her food was taking. And police say Ashley Andrews was at a Taco Bell in Queen Anne's County on June 18th when she got into an argument with the restaurant's workers. And that's when they say she pulled out a handgun and told them to meet her outside. Police arrested her after reviewing surveillance footage.
Okay. All right. Yes, Chester, Maryland. Chester, Maryland is where the incident went down. As a young lady walked into a Taco Bell, and she was a little upset because her order was taking too long. So what does she do? She shows that she has a gun in her waist.
Wow.
And says, meet me outside. And then now she is in a lot of trouble for that. Listen, we all have been in situations where our worst side has come out because we have been hangry before. So
true.
Before we judge her too hard, which the law will do, and you should not be pulling a gun out with any fast food employee. This is not what I'm suggesting, by the way. I'm just saying our worst sides do come out when we're hangry, right?
Yeah.
That's for sure. But again, not recommending anyone has a gun involved in it. But what I'm wondering is like, man, I can almost guarantee you, fast food employees, y'all have got to have seen some stuff.
I feel like you guys have actually seen the worst of humanity.
The worst of humanity has to have come through. Because I'm sure, like, when I play this story for you, like, when I tell you that, like a woman was really hangry and she got pissed and she pulled a gun, or she didn't pull the gun, but she just showed her gun and said, meet me outside. Whenever someone says, meet me outside, you know it's going to be bad.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure this story, I mean, or maybe, here's the question. Does that shock you? If you do currently work at a fast food establishment, or you have in the past. Like, does this story shock you or does it not? What have you seen before? Like, what kind of customers have come through before? Do you have any kind of horror stories like this? Or maybe, listen, maybe we'll get no stories. Maybe this is the absolute worst thing that's ever happened to a fast food. I mean, I hope so. Hey, like, no pressure. But you realize it's like 2 weeks away, right? Which I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. And like next week is 4th of July. So let's just like kind of write that week off. We're talking about All Paul's Home. This is like we accidentally created a monster last year. And now it's like a monster that we have to like kind of keep going with. This is the biggest adoption day for Barks ever, the pet shelter here in the city. So what happened was Barks came to us last year and they were like in dire situation. And they were like, we kind of need this big day because we're like over capacity and we don't know what to do. And we're like, okay, well, let's see what we can do. And I threw out this crazy number. I was like, well, what if we tried for 106 adoptions, you know, for Mix 106.5? And they were like, well, we've never done anything near that before. I think their biggest day was like 50 something adoptions. I'm like, let's just try it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? We get, you know, let's just say we just get 50 more. Who cares? But you guys ended up doing 125 pets in a day, which is like crazy insane. So now here's the thing is like when you have one really awesome day, you have to, of course, try it again. Well, Barks just got hit with a really bad situation over there. They had a parvo outbreak where they could do no adoptions. They could do no intakes. And so they've really, I mean, if we think last year was bad this time, I mean, it's like really, really bad over there right now. So they're like, well, let's do All Paws Home all over again. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I thought that was like a one time, like, lightning in a bottle kind of situation, right? Like, I didn't think we'd have to do
and
this.
It was
all.
Fun. There was no pressure.
There was no pressure last year. And it was an absolutely fantastic, awesome day for everybody that came out last year. First off, thank you. It will be a day I never forget. And so we're like, yes, we can absolutely do it again. And we want to do it again. And we're really excited about it. But this year there is pressure. There absolutely is pressure because number one, the need is a lot bigger. I mean, they definitely needed it last year, but this year it's, I mean, the stakes are a lot higher. And what I keep saying too is, you know, last year when we were talking to you guys about this, it was like, hey, the pool of people that could need pets was 100%. It was 100%, right?
Right.
And I can't come to you guys every year and just be like, hey, all right, let's take another pet. I mean, I guess I could, but it's not like you guys are going to need new pets every single year. That's just not how pets work. It's not like the radiothon for the children's hospital where you can give every single year.
I mean, you could get your puppy a friend.
I mean, you could. I mean, maybe for a couple of years it might work, but I mean, it's not like it's a different vibe. I mean, and even when you know, like, it's not something that you know when a pet is your pet. You know what I mean? It's not like you can just every day just walk into a shelter and be like, sure, I'll take another pet home. Like, it's just not how it works. So, yeah, I mean, we're setting the goal once again on July 11th, which is two Saturdays from now, to go back to Barks with you guys and try to do another 106 adoptions or fosters. Fostering is a great option. Even if you can just take a pet out of Barks for a night, a weekend, a week, just to make more space inside of Barks would be a fantastic option. Now, keep in mind, all adoption fees are waived too. So there's going to be like no charge to you at all. We just need to get as many pets out of that shelter as humanly possible in one day. The goal is 106 once again. We've done a lot of crazy things in the past. We've done the goal before in the past. I just think our anxiety about this year is a lot higher. So if you have got a spot in your heart for animals and you want to be a part of this, it is a really feel good thing. We always say the world feels so heavy right now. Don't you want to be part of a feel good thing? Get your kids involved. If you guys have been thinking about getting a new, save it for the 11th. Please do not get a new pet. I swear, if you get a pet before the 11th, I'm going to be really upset with you. Save it for the 11th, please. July 11th over at Barks in South Baltimore. Thank you to our friends over at FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. They're hopping in. I see a bunch of people are hopping in this year to really make this even bigger this year, at least hoping to like get the word out even bigger. So July 11th, next Saturday, can you just, even if you just said, hey, look, I'll commit to swinging by Barks while you guys are out there from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's a 10-hour day, y'all. It's a long day. Just to like take a look and see if like one of those pets is my pet. We'd appreciate that. Mix1065baltimore.com. Let's get all the info. It's called All Paws Home, July 11th.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.